Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
Hello, everyone. Oh, almost knocked over my Dunkin' Donuts. Welcome back to another weekend chat. Literally almost just sent my Dunkin' Donuts flying off my bed. We do have our large iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, not sponsored. Anyway, we're going to leave that over there. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you are having a good Saturday. How are you doing? I'm back. I missed last week. Let's talk about it. So, fun, super exciting announcement for everyone. So I missed last week's weekend chat because of some things, and I am so excited to announce that I have more health problems. Yay! Oh my God, I'm so excited to share this amazing news with all of you today. I'm just thrilled. I mean, what more could I ask for in the middle of a global pandemic? More health problems. I'm so excited. Well, 2020 continues to just throw the curveballs left and right in every single direction. Anyway, well, before I get into that whole saga, I'm here, I'm back. I decided to sit back down, come back, have another super casual, just chat with you guys, check in, whatever. I kind of like styled my hair today a little bit. It's getting long, and so I'm deciding if I want to keep it or not. And so I started like blow drying and flat ironing it and just kind of messing with the curls and the flows and the waves and the whatevers. I don't know. I feel like it's in that in between of like, I want to see what I look like with longer hair because why not? But it's that in between of like, what do I do with it? And then I have this like one curl that always decides to go in the opposite direction of like everyone else. So I don't know. What do we think? Do we like the long hair? Do we like it? I don't know. But anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? So let me just share with you guys some news. So last week I was going to do a weekend chat and I was just dealing with some personal health issues and didn't really want to get on camera. So let me just share with you guys what is going on to kind of give you guys a little update. So I have always had a problem with my neck and my shoulders and stress and anxiety. And you know how they say, like a lot of people, like they're like always like unclench your jaw and relax your shoulders. And like, because a lot of people hold tension in their back, their shoulders, their neck. If you are experienced, you know, like you just, everything is just tight, like everything here, whatever. So I'm no stranger to this at all. I have had problems with my right shoulder my whole entire life. I've had to have my shoulder like popped out and put back in place. And it's just always been a problem since, I mean, even like high school sports, like swimming, tennis, just I've always had problems with this right side. So it's always come and gone throughout the years. And then last week, I was having this issue where, and it's still happening right now as I speak, I'm I don't even want to look back at this footage because if it is showing on camera, I don't honestly want to even know. That's another reason why I actually didn't do a video last week, because I felt like it was noticeable on camera. So starting last week, I started experiencing jerking, like very noticeable, like twitching of like my actual head, like my physical body was jerking noticeably. Like my shoulder was coming in, like this was coming in, my neck was turning to the side, like my head was actually moving on its own in a very strong way constantly. So I would be sitting at my desk jerking, like twitching. I would lay down, it would be twitching even though I was laying down. It just was getting worse and worse and worse, and it was really painful, annoying as F. And so I decided to go to the doctor, and that in and of itself is stressful as hell, especially right now. And I went to a chiropractor to see if there was something like in the short term that he could do. And I went on Monday, and it was really just anxiety inducing being in a doctor's office. And it was the first time that, like, and this sounds weird, but like it's the first time that anyone has like physically had to touch me in like literally since March. So to have someone like get that close to me was also just like, I'm like, I felt like Kim Zolciak, where she's like, get your hands off of me, bitch. Like it's making me cringe even thinking about it. So like, I knew I had to go because I was in so much pain and it was getting worse and worse and worse, but I didn't want to like, so whatever, I did it. I went twice this week. It was weird having someone like actually had to like touch my neck and my arms and my shoulders and my face and my everything. And then being indoors in a doctor's office and there was other people in the waiting, like it just was, it's so weird how like just 6 months ago, this was routine, casual, like part of my regular every single week, like going super casual, not an issue in the world, whatever, to what it is now. And so I empathize with anyone who has to go to the doctor or has to go to appointments, or, you know, I know people who are pregnant. I know people who've had children in this whole COVID situation, and just the stress of all of anything medical on top of what's already happening is so stressful. And so I empathize with anyone else out there who is having a similar thing. Obviously, this isn't anything life-threatening. It's more just annoying. But the only thing that is sort of like stressing me out is, as you guys know, I've had three pretty serious head injuries in my history. And I've joked about it. I've always joked about it because at this point, it's like, it is what it is. There's no reason to, you know, stress extra about it. But it's just the reality. Like, I've had three incidents where I've messed with my head. The most recent one being the most severe, where it actually, I had to go to a neurologist, and I had to go to physical therapy, and I had to go to actual counseling, like talk therapy, to work out this like PTSD of heights. And anyway, that's a whole different story for a different day. But the point being that in the back of my mind, it's always this underlying stress of, will one day this lead to something neurological? You know what I'm saying? Like, I watched the documentary about like the football with like the concussions, and just like how many times these players have concussions, and then it leads to all of these mental health problems. And so I've always thought the same thing for myself. Like, will this lead to something in the future? Will this manifest in a different way? Just whatever. So when I started experiencing these which I, you know, I still am right now. It's here. It's higher up on the side. And it's also on this string. I call it a string. I don't know what it's actually called. This string that goes like across your shoulder. This was so tight, like this, whatever, when we were like working on it or whatever. I actually, at one point I thought it was going to snap. Like I literally thought this stringy thing in my shoulder was going to snap. That's how tight it was. And so the doctor was like, this is really bad. Your neck is really tight. This is the worst I've seen on you. And I've been working with him for a year now. And so I'm just hoping that it is simply just that, like it's just muscular and there's nothing neurological involved, because I just can't. So that is the reason why I did not come on here last week, because I felt like it was noticeable on camera and I just didn't want to think about it. And I was just stressed and I literally just relaxed. I laid down. I was, you know, icing my neck and just trying to keep myself still and just laying down and whatever. So that is that situation. What else is going on? So in the news of like health and whatever, I am starting talk therapy again next week. I have not done therapy in a while because I've been pretty good, but given recent events, and this is kind of what I wanted to chat about today, because I feel like I'm having a little bit of a breakthrough of like what I'm feeling, what's going on, etc. Like, what is it that's whatever. And I've always been good at that. I've always been really good at figuring out my own problems. But with this, I just want a third party, objective third party, to sort of reinvigorate and help me remotivate myself, because I can do it. I'm really good at lighting the spark under my own ass. I just need someone else to just kind of help me remotivate me, re-inspire me to get me back on a good track, if that makes sense. So I'm starting that next week. I will let you guys know how it goes. I am using a, what's it called? Telehealth. I think that's the term for it, which means it is remote. So it is an online service. I'm not going to say what it is just yet because I, you know, like I've said with anything in the past, I am a person of my word and I want to make sure that anything I share, even though it is not sponsored or whatever, that it is something that is vetted, that I approve of, what like a stamp of approval, that it's tested, tried, and true before I go and I share it with anyone, because especially right now when people are financially strapped, I just think it's important to be a man of your word or whatever, you know, I don't know. And I feel like I've done a good job. Like that's like the one thing that I have always wanted to maintain on my channel and on my social networks, and everything is just your trust, you know, is like, you guys trust that if I'm sharing something, that it is genuine, that it is real, it is vetted, it is something that I love, whatever. So I start that next week on Tuesday. So I will let you guys know how that goes, either next week on a weekend chat or whatever. And yeah, I'm nervous because it's like, I don't know. I feel weird dumping my problems on someone like in the middle of a pandemic, because I just think about like, this person that I'm going to be calling, or that's going to be calling me on Tuesday, they're in the pandemic too. Like, it's affecting their state. You know, I just feel weird like venting and complaining to someone. I don't know, but it'll be fine. I'm excited. And if it doesn't work out, I'll just get a new counselor. No big deal. So that's the other thing I think of too, is like, are they going to Google me? Because I Googled them already. Like, you know, that's the other weird thing about this whole new world of social and everything, is like, you can just Google anyone and find out so much about them. So I've already gone through, I have Googled this person. They are not a Trump supporter, which I'm like, okay, good. Anyway, but I'm just curious, like, did they Google me and like see my my vlogs, my GIFs, and my memes, and they're probably like, what? Is this, who is this person? Like, I don't even know. So there's that. Oh, my nose is itching. Oh my God, I shaved today. Ugh. Ugh. I'm a little sunburned too, by the way. I think like here, I like missed a spot on my little sunscreen moment. So I've been feeling a little weird recently. And it's interesting because, and I'm actually going to talk to my therapist about this. So I'm going to share it with you guys too, because I feel like as I started to think about what exactly is it that I want to get out of therapy, because I think it's important, like it's a two-way road, right? This is very much, this person who's going to be calling me needs to figure out, can I actually help me? And on my side, like, can this person help? Like, it's a two-way road, right? Like, it's, I think it's important to say that, you know, if you are starting therapy, if you're not vibing with the person, if it's not a fit, get someone new. Go to get a second opinion. You know, it's not, you don't have to, if it's not working, if it's not clicking, then don't, you know, if you don't feel it, then don't let it happen. So I was thinking about, you know, what are the things that I want to get out of therapy? What is it that I am trying to get help with? And I realized that at the start of quarantine back in March, I handled it extremely well. I sort of went into a survival mode of, I'm good, let me just get prepared, hunker down, get the supplies that I need. Like, I don't know if it's just from watching like a lot of video games about like, so I don't know, something about it was not like, I don't want to say use the word exciting, because that's obviously not the word, but like that adrenaline that comes with like a fight or flight response of like, okay, this is what you have to do, think, plan, get it together, and you will be fine. You've got this. Like, what, you know, I very much went into like a fight or flight mode of, you're okay. Like, figure it out. We're fine. And I handled it really well. I handled the stress really well. I handled the isolation really well. Had a couple hiccups here and there. But for the most part, the fact that I was able to handle quarantine, isolation, stress, anxiety, etc., on top of balancing my diet, I have maintained a weight of 150 pounds. I've gone like a little bit up and a little bit down of, you know, like a plus or minus 3 pound margin, but like that can just be water weight. Or if you eat, you know, if I want to go get a quesadilla, some days it just sits a little bit longer, you know, plus or minus 5 pounds to me no longer stresses me out the way that it used to in my early 20s. In my early 20s, if I gained 0.5 pounds, it was over. I felt like a failure. I was like, fuck this. I am a failure. This is over. I did horrible. I ruined everything. You know, like if I would go out and have like a beer, I'd be like, oh my God, everything is ruined. So I'm no longer that way. I look at everything. I try and look at everything now in the bigger picture of things and less about the day-to-day speed bumps, if that makes sense. So I was doing really good, and I felt like as August hit, and I'm very curious to see what you guys think as well. And if you are feeling something similar to what I'm feeling, there's something about this month of August where things have felt different. And I was trying to think of like, what is it? Because I'm not, you know, I'm not like the biggest summer person. It's not my favorite time of year. My favorite time of year is the spring and the fall. Like, I love the fall. So it's not, you know, I don't have this love of summer. I don't have, you know, there wasn't anything. There was like two things that I missed out on that, you know, in the early stages of quarantine, concerts that I had booked tickets for that were canceled. But I was trying to figure out, like, what is it that changed? And I think it was a feeling of grief. And that sounds weird to say because it's not a person. But I do know that there are people out there who are actually grieving because they have lost loved ones because of this virus. But it's the grief of experience, right? Like, it's still grief of, you know, my summer plans, of going on a vacation to Asbury Park with Brad, and I had plans to join a tennis league. Like, that was the other thing. Like, when the tennis courts were shut down and I was going to rejoin, dust off my racket. I haven't played in years since being here because it's so expensive and it's hard to book time and book courts. And I was going to book, you know, and join this tennis league in the park and try and, you know, meet new people and just do something that I love. Like, I love playing tennis. I've been urging, I have had the urge to play. I was going to do a tennis league. I was going to book a vacation house for the first time in my life. I was going to do a full week and I was going to get a house and I was going to invite some of my friends to come with me. And I had plans to hang out with Lindsay this summer and just like really kind of, what's the word? Not reap what I sow. That's a different, what's the word? Is that what I'm thinking? Reaping what I'm, no, because reaping what you sow is like a negative. What's the thing? It's like something about the fruits of your labor. That's it. Is that the metaphor I'm thinking of? Fruits of your labor? Enjoying the fruits of your labor? Is that it? Is that problematic? I don't even know. Okay, the point is, all of the hard work that I've done, I was excited to actually, for the summer, you know, because originally the plan, you know, with the Olympics and everything and my new job, there was an extended like time off that was originally planned for the summer because of the Olympics. And the Olympics would have provided an extra 2 weeks of like vacation kind of. And so I had a lot that I was looking forward to. And then when I went to fight or flight mode in the quarantine, I just forgot about everything. And it was like, okay, you know, there's bigger things to worry about. Like, you kind of forget about all these other things. And then I just feel like as we close out the summer and as August hits, it feels like an ending, if that makes sense. Like, August to me feels like the end of summer, right? And so as I look at everything and I'm thinking back into the end of summer, that's when it's all starting to hit me of like, oh, I didn't get to go on that trip with Brad. I didn't get to have our live event for Legends Only. I didn't get to plan that birthday party. I didn't get to plan that time with Lindsay to actually like go and go on a trip and hang out and spend time together as friends, because we haven't been able to do that. Because I admittedly, like, I've always put work first, and I've admittedly like haven't always made time for relationships and friends, and obviously clearly myself, I haven't taken time to like properly take care of my health. You know, I've been very guilty of putting work and other things and other people before myself and my own well-being, and that is not a good thing to do, clearly, as I am like fucking stressed and my muscles and everything are just failing on me. So where was I going with this? But like, basically that's kind of like where I'm coming to. And like, that's actually what I'm going to be going into therapy with, is like this sense of grief and also just feeling like, you know, I feel like I've done my part and I've been wearing my mask and staying away from people and not going to social gatherings and not, you know, I want to do my part as a citizen and as a person to be responsible and whatever. And it's like, there's just something different about this month where people were just like, fuck it. You know, like, people are having parties, all these hype houses in LA. And you guys, I mean, we went into this the week before that. Of just my frustration and like disappointment with people. And so I realize it's not good to hold on to that. It's not good to hold the weight of the world and the stressors of life and the world all on me. And so that's what I'm going into with therapy, is like just this sense of working towards inner peace, self, whatever. Because again, like I've always said on this podcast or this YouTube, wherever it is that you're watching or listening, I've always been a planner. So I've always like with my budget, I'm always forecasting ahead. I'm always planning ahead. I'm always thinking ahead. I'm trying to look at things from a bigger picture, from a wider lens, from really just a bigger scope, whatever terminology that you want to put it in. I always try, even though I'm very guilty of caring way too much about the details and getting way in the weeds of things, and I am completely guilty of doing that as well. So it's not that like, but at the same time, I always try, like whenever I find myself getting in the weeds of everything, like for example, this video, I would be like, whoa, is this curl in the right spot? Or, oh, gotta fix this. Or, you know, oh, do I look shiny? Or it's like, okay, pull yourself back out. No one cares about that. Just sit down and do the thing and like whatever. And this has been a bigger thing, you know, it's like a bigger scope of my channel, of my presence on the internet. Like it's bigger, right? Like you're building a community. This is a community. People don't care if one hair or one curl is out of place. Okay. Like that's my whole thing. So my goal for next week going into therapy is thinking ahead, thinking to the fall and the winter, because what's going to happen in the fall and the winter is there's either going to be a second wave of the coronavirus. I mean, it's pretty much guaranteed that I will be more secluded than I was before, especially when it starts getting really cold and when it starts blizzarding and stuff. Obviously, I can still go out and I can still walk and I can still do all of that, but it is more difficult to do it when it is cold. It is a little bit more painful and just less tolerable to do. So I'm trying to brace myself and prepare for that now going into the fall. And also too, with voting, there are dates when you can file to get your absentee ballot or your vote by mail ballot. There are days, I believe mine is September 8th. I need to double check that, but I'm almost positive that it is September 8th is the first day that I can actually go and pick up an absentee ballot or do the paperwork to get my absentee ballot sent to me. So I want to make sure that I set that date, get that done, get it done in October, way before any of whatever, getting it done early. We are planning in advance. We are prepping. That is the mission for this week ahead. I have two more chiropractic appointments. We're going to see what happens with that. If I do not see any improvements, I am going to go to another specialist, which fingers crossed, I do feel a little bit better. My head is not jerking as much. I do feel things moving in like my shoulder. What is that? My shoulder and in my neck, but it is better. So I'm just hoping that that will improve. Therapy on Tuesday, and that is that. So the other thing, oh, let me pause because we are at the 30-minute mark. So in in more positive fun news, but like actual fun news, because I was joking and being sarcastic in the beginning. So I did a candle haul, you guys. So in closing out this weekend chat, because I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be pessimistic, even though I am sharing something that is like not fun and not serious. And I am sprinkling it with like optimism and laughter because that's what I do in life. But in closing out that conversation, like I am curious to hear from you guys in the comments below, like, is it just me or does something about the month of August feel different? I feel like I've had conversations with friends of mine and been like, is it just me? And they're like, no, you're on to something. Something does feel different about this month and I can't figure it out. Like, I can't figure it out, can't figure it out. And then when I really was like thinking about it, because I find that, and again, like I've always recommended meditation on here. I feel like over the past year, it's helped me so much. And also my walking. And I just was like, I'm grieving and feeling the loss of, fortunately, no one close to me, but I'm grieving the loss of experience and the loss of time that I could be spending with people, if that makes sense. And I'm curious, like, if that's what you're thinking, or maybe if me sharing that, it will light a spark in someone and be like, oh my God, that's what I'm feeling too. Holy shit, that makes so much sense. I don't know. I feel like a light bulb went off for me recently where I was like, that's what it was. Like, there's all these things that I just brushed off because obviously there was more important things. I'm like, whatever. But it's still sad and it's still a bummer. But anyway, let me know what you think in the comments below. And on a positive note, we will end this weekend chat on something fun. So I caved and I, for the first time since, oh gosh, I don't even remember. I actually want to say the first time since last summer, because the candle that I have on my my coffee table is a summer scent that I remember buying last year. And I lit it recently because I'm like, oh, it makes sense to burn, like, I think it's like bamboo or something grass. I went and bought a bunch of fall candles from Bath & Body Works, not sponsored. And I also bought a couple from another brand too. So I wanted to pose the question for you guys on here. Do you want me to do another candle haul? If so, leave a candle emoji in the comments. And if you guys are into it, and if the box arrives over the next week, maybe that can be my weekend chat for next week, is we can do a candle haul. I think I bought like eight or nine, and I bought a couple wallflowers, and then I bought three from another candle company that are on my desk over there that are super cute that I wanted to show you guys anyway. So yeah, if you guys want me to do that next week as my weekend chat, candle emoji in the comments below. I feel like I could also do a poll, but I don't know. I just want to click upload on this today because we got to record Legends Only later. Oh, I feel like my neck just glitched on camera. We'll find out. And if you see me like twitching on camera, that's why. So don't drag me. It does feel a little better today though. I don't know. So on that note, I feel like that's pretty much all for this week, you guys. I always say that. I'm always like, that's all for this week. And then it's like 400 minutes later. But I just wanted to kind of let you guys know and just share with you guys what was going on. It feels better to get it off my chest and just to share it with all of you and be like, hey, this is what's going on. This also is not the first medical issue that I have had in quarantine. I have had two other ones that I have not shared because they were like, I had a skin problem in like the beginning because I was, I think it had to do with like exercise and like walking and I don't know, whatever. And then I had another one. Ugh, it just was like, can we not? Like, that's all I wanted was just like, can all of these things just not until this is over? Which who even knows? This is gonna be, that's the other thing too, is like, please make sure that you are registered to vote. Check when you can vote. Check how early you can do your ballot. If you can mail in your ballot early, get it done. There is no reason to wait. There is absolutely no reason to wait. Get it done early if you can, because we gotta change things. We need something new. And I am just, you know, priorities, people. What is the government doing right now? They are fighting to take away the USPS in the middle of a pandemic, a service that is providing people an opportunity to have their medications shipped to them, their shopping, their everything, their bills. Most importantly, Medicaid. Like, people rely on the Postal Service to mail their medications. People can't go and pick up things in stores. They can't risk going to a pharmacy that indoors somewhere. Like, what are these fucking priorities right now? Like, most people are home. They need these services. Like, they need delivery people. We need these essential workers and these essential services. Why are we fighting the Postal Service in the middle of a fucking pandemic? There is more concern about taking away mailboxes than there are providing PPE to our essential workers and our healthcare workers. Why? Can anyone explain to me why? What is the purpose of that? So what are we going to do? We're going to get our ballots and we're going to vote and we're going to make change. Okay. So that is the note that we're going to end on today. I don't know. I don't want to get political on here, but it's also like, I mean, this pandemic has gone too far. It is an utter failure. What our government is doing. I mean, Congress just was like, peace, bye. See y'all in how long? They're taking three weeks off in the middle of a pandemic. Like literally just didn't finish a package of like unemployment or stimulus. Like they just were like, peace, see ya. See ya in 3 weeks, maybe. Bye, gotta go. Pandemic's happening, see ya. Like, but give me all the mailboxes though. Everyone, we gotta take all the mailboxes off the street. Anyway, another reason why I need to go to therapy because I need to, I can't let the weight of all of this nonsense just bog me down either. We need to stay optimistic. We need to stay positive. We need to stay focused and hopeful. And I felt a little bit of that this week. And I don't know. So that is pretty much all for this week. We're going to wrap up now. And I want to say thank you to everyone who has stuck around and has come back and has joined me for these. The flavor. Like a little malty chocolate. That's the thing, you guys. I kind of cheated a little. Can I tell you guys? Can I confess something? Don't tell anyone, okay? If you made it this far in the video, you're getting a secret. So this is Dunkin' Donuts coffee, obviously. But I'm not liking any of their, what are they called? Not the creams, not the flavors, not the shots. What are they called? The pumps, what are the shit? What are they called? Not the, there's like the shots and the flavors and the creams. I don't know, whatever. They got rid of butter pecan, okay? They got rid of butter pecan and I was loving it. So I now add Starbucks salted caramel, dark chocolate salted caramel, the Frappuccino in a bottle, like those, I'm a frapp in a bottle. Dark chocolate, salted caramel, Frappuccino in a bottle, a little splash in my black iced coffee. I'm cheating on Dunkin' Donuts, but Dunkin', your other flavors, they just don't do it for me. Bring back the butter pecan, okay? Or do your own dark chocolate salted caramel moment because it is so good. Oh my gosh, I want more already. But just, I do a little splash because, you know, we gotta lay off the sugars, okay? She got skinny, she don't need to get it back. Anyway, that's all for this week. If you made it to the end of this video, leave a candle emoji if you want a candle haul and leave a coffee emoji if you made it all the way to the end because then you are a true, I almost said a legend only fan, that's a different podcast. I don't have a nickname for my weekend chatters. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you guys for coming back and for still watching after all these years and time off and creative shifts and changes and whatever. But, you know, different. It's a different time. It's a different day. It's a different moment. And I'm laying some groundwork from some new things in the future. And thank you guys for watching. And I still don't have an end card. Another thing that I forgot to finish Photoshopping. I just was like, it is similar to my old one, but I added like new social icons to cover like all the other ones. But I just haven't finished it yet. Anyway, thank you guys for watching, and I will see you next week, maybe? I don't know. Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.